This Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up is a celebration of all their best bits from today's show. The Weekly Review is celebrating the best of Melbourne. It's people, places, properties and all the things that make this truly the world's most livable city. Check out this week's issue or head to theweeklyreview.com.au.
Ben Cousins is apparently having a bad trot in prison over there in Perth. We were only talking about this a few weeks ago, Fev, when he was going into jail. And I remember when we were talking about it and you said he'll be protected.
Yeah, I thought he would be.
Well, yeah, but then there's Dockers fans in there.
Well, apparently he's been attacked. Now, this is reports that have been coming to light over the last 24 hours that he was set upon by a group of prisoners. And allegedly he was targeted by these inmates because he rejected an invitation to play.
Yeah, and that's where I'll stop you, thief. If you're going into jail, not that I want to go into jail, ever been in jail, but if you're the newbie and someone asks you to do something, I reckon you do it. And especially when it's a football game, because he was a Brownlow medalist. Why not go play? Show everyone up and say, big dog.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do. Kick snags, take hangers. I wouldn't say no.
He said no.
In
jail.
Yeah, he said no that he didn't want to play, so they bashed him.
Which would be the easiest thing you could do because he's good at it.
Yeah.
People, even prisoners, there'd be a considerable amount of them in Perth that thought he was a legend. And then that's your in. That could have been his way of being top dog.
This is the weirdest thing ever. And I very rarely would ever say this out of my mouth hole. It's the exact storyline of an Adam Sandler movie. Like it's the longest yard when he goes to jail as an ex-player.
Yes.
So if he doesn't give in, it'll turn into Jack and Jill because someone will make him his bitch. So just get involved.
That's exactly right, Dave. It's exactly like the movie. I love that movie. But he could have just gone and played and done his thing. But now I reckon he'll get that probably hit in the face that he got. And going, geez, I'm in the big house. Like, I'm not out.
That's the wake-up call,
yeah,
isn't
I'm
it?
Not out in the street anymore. I'm in with some of the bad people.
How do you think you'd go in jail, Fev?
That'd be sweet.
I think you would too.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd end up. I
would play footy.
Oh, you'd play footy. No,
I'd be starting the game. That's all I got.
I'd do whatever they ask me. I'll dress as a cheerleader. I don't care. Whatever would get me out of trouble.
I'll have the pom-poms.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, the Trump presidency, Fev, has been marred with controversy. But even so, this week has been particularly exceptional. Let's think about this. The firing of James Comey, the FBI director, this week, that's causing ripples through Washington, with many calling for the impeachment of the US president. It looks like that could happen. A document has been released alleging that President Donald Trump asked the FBI chief to drop an inquiry into links between his ex-national security advisor and Russia.
I'm not a political correspondent, but I reckon
that looks us.
Just firing the FBI dude, I reckon he's could be his downfall.
It's not ideal. Now, if true, this obstruction of justice is grounds for the president to be stood down. Now, as always, we think he's got a lot on at the moment, a lot of things to deal with. But as always, he's given us access. So we've got the president on the line now. Mr. Trump, thank you for coming on the show.
I didn't do it. It's all a lie. None of it is true.
Well, what specifically isn't true, Mr. President?
Sorry, I'm not sure. That's just how I answer questions now.
Well, Mr. President, it appears you fired the FBI director as soon as he got close to investigating your ties to Russia.
Okay, that is true, Missy, but I fired him because he wasn't paying attention to the jobs that I specifically gave him.
Well, what jobs specifically didn't he do?
Well, I asked him to find all the Pokemons for my personal collection.
I mean, honestly, Mr. Trump, this does not look good. If you are found guilty, you will get impeached.
I'll get him what now?
No, impeached. It's very serious. I mean, the last president that was accused of this was Bill Clinton.
Oh, so is impeaching things what interns do when your wife's away? If so, I am so into it.
No,
Mr. Trump. It means to charge someone in public office of misconduct. I mean, if found guilty, you'll have to stop being president.
Okay, so I could be something else, like a king or a dictator or something?
No, Mr. Trump, you can no longer be the leader of the United States.
Crap, but I just got the curtains the same shade of orange as my skin. It's awesome. It makes it easier to hide when Mike Pence needs me.
Mr. Trump, do you honestly think in your heart of hearts that you are a good president?
Oh, sorry, what did you say? I just pulled out the biggest piece of belly button lint. It is amazing. I never wear blue, but the lint is blue every time. Amazing.
Thank you there. It's the President of the United States.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ryan Seacrest, one of the long-time probably radio greats in the United States. I don't know whether, Byron, do you have a lot of respect for Ryan Seacrest?
He's a hustler. He does about 100 shows. He does radio shows everywhere. I mean, that guy's got hustle.
Yeah, well, you'd think he'd know his, he'd know his stuff. He was interviewing. He's on a US talk show over there with Kelly Ripper. Over there in the States. And he was interviewing Jeffrey Tambor. Now, if you're familiar with this actor, you would like Arrested Development. He's the dad in that. He used to be Gary Shandling's sidekick in the Larry Sanders Show.
Classic.
Great actor. And with a great history and back catalogue. Well-known actor. Ryan Seacrest, unfortunately, confused him with another actor.
We talked about all the things that you have done. Well, some of the things you've done and you're doing. To me, you're the scary guy in the subway in Ghost.
Oh, this is horrible. You're going to be embarrassed.
Why?
That's not me.
Oh, gosh.
How are you doing? You all
Who
right?
is it?
No, it's Vincent Schiavelli.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
Are you okay?
It's no wonder.
Are you all right?
It wasn't anybody's notes. Right. I said, no, I think he's a scary That's guy great. From Ghost. Tell
right.
him.
Right. Wow. Here we go. He's dead.
But you're still here.
Wow.
And if you put up a I'm still here. Yeah.
Ooh. Whoops.
Ooh. You know what? You say
he did commit to the role, didn't he?
What
played a ghost in the film and now.
What's anyway. Surprising, though, because an interviewer, it's usually 101, know who you're speaking to. Oh. You would be surprised how often this happens. So often, in fact, I've put together a little list. It's Fee's little list. She's
doing a little list. She's doing a little list. T-Pain.
Mistaken identities.
More like DT-Pain. All right.
Now let's head back to a few years ago, French tennis player Nicolas Mahut. He was being congratulated by a reporter at his post-match press conference. Now this is at the French Open. Imagine not even knowing whether or not Mahut had in fact won the game.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I lost.
You lost?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what happened out there?
Are you serious?
No.
Did you watch the match?
No, I didn't. I was told that you won. I'm sorry.
Question en français, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, dear.
What Nicolas has said there is... No, only questions in French from here on in. He just decided to abandon English and not speak to any English reporters.
That's the original fake news.
That's the best.
They're in at number two.
These want to be good.
Oh, Fev, I think you're really going to enjoy this list. In at number two, this was 2007. Now, John Cusack, another great Hollywood actor, he was being interviewed by a young TV host. She was new, she was young, and she had mistaken him for Kevin Spacey.
It's funny, I actually was just text messaging with a friend because I'm missing class right now.
You are?
And my film class. And it's so funny because they're watching American Beauty today and analyzing it.
American Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about that?
You were in that.
No, I wasn't.
American Beauty?
No.
What's the one with the rose petals?
I'm not in that.
That's not you?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
I swear to God.
Am I just very confused?
I think you are.
I think I am. Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Ugh, very awkward.
Whoops.
But then the mother of all awkward. Are you ready, Fev?
Yes.
You will enjoy
Worse
this.
Than that.
Worse than that. 2014. This is only a couple of years ago. An entertainment anchor called Sam Rubin was interviewing Samuel L. Jackson. And he asked him a question that clearly confused him with Lawrence Fishburne.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You're
we may be all black and famous.
You are
we all
guilty.
Look alike.
I blog.
And you don't know the difference between
I know
me and Lawrence Fishburne? I'm the other guy.
But
I'm the other guy. The other one. What's in your wallet?
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
There's one in sport that just came to me when FIFA was doing their list, and I reckon it was at the last year Rio Olympics, and I reckon Phelps was swimming, and he called him second the whole way, and another guy was winning. And he said someone like, Dave Thornton's won the gold medal. And the guy goes, no, it was actually Phelps. He
called the wrong one.
He called the wrong guy. He said, he's actually, Phelps is going to lose a race. No, he was actually winning. And the guy, I don't think he's ever worked again.
Well, that closes the book on. It's Fee's little list. He's
doing a little list. He's doing a little list. They're bloody great intros, aren't they?
Fee, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, I'm going to call you on something. You told me the other day that you believe Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian were a couple.
Yeah, they are. Money
and
crabs.
And it's all for, they're acting to be broken up.
Yep.
Well, see, I'm all confused because now I'm hearing that he actually has this girlfriend, Ella Ross.
Yeah, she's 21, please.
I think she's the one who turned up on the Kardashian holiday. And then he's been busted.
You're busted.
He's on a date with Bella Thorne, the actress Bella Thorne. And Ella's walked into the restaurant and actually busted her boyfriend sitting there on a date with another girl.
And wouldn't believe it, when they did a big scope of everyone there, there was all the Kardashian cameras were there for the show. Amazing.
See, is that right?
I don't know.
Because I can't tell. No.
I never saw it coming. What's with the boom guy?
This was on Entertainment Tonight. So I'm confused. Well, but see, I hear what you're saying. That sounds so unrealistic that it must be fabricated.
Yes.
But no, this happens. And I know I've told you this story before, so don't blow the ending. Remember when I told you that my boyfriend, when I was living in Sydney and I was going out with that guy, Johnny Cox, and I was
Coxie, yeah. And then you went down to...
Don't.
No. And then at lunchtime, we had a room in the radio station called a jocks room, and you'd sit in the jocks room and you'd have your lunch.
In your jocks?
No, radio jocks. We were radio DJs.
You're in the jocks. You're in the jocks room talking about Cox.
Johnny. And I remember some of the girls were sitting there talking about a date that one of their friends was on. And this girl, Dean, that was
Dean
her name.
Cox.
Dean Mason. She's a girl.
Don't mention
Mason Cox.
Can you stop using full names of everyone?
I can't help it. Anyway, she was telling me that her friend was going on a date and they were looking, you know, giving her ideas. And I was like, oh, where does the guy live? She said Randwick. And I'm like, well, there's the Tyrific on the, you know, near the beach so they could overlook the ocean. I go there with my boyfriend.
Beautiful.
And then I said, oh, what does this guy do? He's an actor. I went, that's weird. My boyfriend's an actor and lives in Randwick.
Oh, no.
And then she said, yeah, it's pretty funny because he's doing this thing coming up on the ABC, this political drama. And I went, my boyfriend's doing a political drama coming up on the ABC. And then I said, what's this guy's name that you're going on a date with? She said, Johnny Cox. That's my boyfriend! So I was, in fact, helping her go on a date with my boyfriend.
Wow, I actually never heard that story.
Oh.
Maybe you didn't listen. You might have said it.
No, I've never heard that story.
You've never heard that story?
Hit me for six.
Oh, really? Hey, that was amazing.
What did you do afterwards?
Well, did you
go together?
No, wait for it. Wait for it. I was about 24 and very vulnerable and insecure at the time. I left work, didn't even say goodbye to anyone, walked out, went back, lived in a studio apartment at the time that was the size of this room, cried my eyes out. I was bawling my eyes out so hysterically, the cleaner in the apartment block knocked on the door to check that I was okay. Like, he's out there with a vacuum cleaner.
Mate, see,
he's this girl so hysterical.
Did you get a free clean? If you can, I'd cry for that.
I would have gone with a girl and got her to go in, sit down, and then I would have gone in and gone, what you doing?
You're busted.
Yeah, bang.
I should have. Well, no, I was too heartbroken. But then guess what? I got back with him. Because I was that girl.
Yeah.
How did he win you back?
Oh, he said it wasn't a date. He thought it was just going out as friends.
Ah.
No, I fell for that. No, and do you know what he did? He cried. Crying gets me. So anyway, I hope my boyfriend's not listening to this. I have to remind myself not to tell these stories. Mm. But 13, 10, 16, that's happened to you. These are always cracking stories when you bust your boyfriend or girlfriend on a date with someone else.
Oh, wow.
Did the friend that you told all the advice to for lunch, did she actually go on that lunch and do everything that you said?
He was wise enough not to go on it.
13, Coxie.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This all started because Scott Disick, Kourtney Kardashian's ex, he's got a new girlfriend, Ella Ross, and he was on a dinner date with Bella Thorne, Disney star Bella Thorne.
Oh, hang on.
And his girlfriends walked in and busted him on a date. I then went back into the very painful archives of my love life when back when I was
working. He's a bad boy, Scotty, isn't he?
He is. Yes. And I think we've all known bad boys. And I dated one when I was about 24. And, yeah, I just told that story. I walked in and I helped another girl prepare for a date with my boyfriend, unbeknownst to me. Anyway, Helen from Lynbrook. Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, Helen. It was a bit painful rehashing that story, but what about you?
Not too bad.
Yeah, what have you busted your boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend at the time went to see him at a DJ competition, and there was another girl there, and she was quite touchy-feely. It was a bit strange. Anyway, I brushed it off. I confronted him afterwards. And
he
then
brushed it off or you brushed it off?
I brushed it off because it was his day. And I confronted him afterwards, and pretty much we were both his girlfriend at the same time.
Oh, at the actual event.
So he
invited
confessed.
Both of us.
Oh, well, there's a mistake.
Helen.
You don't invite both your girlfriends to your DJ set.
No, but he's mixing songs and ladies.
Hey. Oh, Helen, I hope it's all turned out. You obviously, that's over, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
DJ.
He was at a DJ competition.
He's a DJ
competition. That's interesting, isn't it?
Aisha in Kingside. Hi, DJ Aisha.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really well. Aisha, did you bust your boyfriend on a date?
So it was a bit different. I was really unwell, so I went to hospital and got put in a private room. And I saw this couple walk past, and the guy was my boyfriend. And I was like, what's going on here? So I followed them. And there they were looking at ultrasound photos together.
Oh. Aisha, did you walk in? What did you do?
No, I kind of just freaked out and didn't want to believe it. So I just went back to my room, and then he came back to my place later on that day to see if I was okay, and my mum confronted him.
And what did he say?
He just didn't say anything really. He was like, well, yeah, it's true, we're having a baby.
Did he have a girlfriend?
Him and I were dating for just under a year.
Yeah.
And he only knew her for about 2 weeks, and it was just an accident. Yeah.
Oh, Aisha. Oh, dear. Oh, that's terrible. You poor thing.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you ended the relationship.
Yeah, straight away.
It's pretty good, though, that he went to the ultrasound.
Well, that's like, a good positive
I'm
thing
sort of impressed by that, but also disappointed in so many ways.
Yeah, well, mainly disappointment. Sorry. Good from that point of view, obviously.
It's just surprising.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you,
he's very
Aisha.
Involved.
Yeah, he's very involved.
He's a hands-on cheater.
Oh, Aisha, you're better off without him.
Yeah, no, thank definitely.
Even though somehow taking responsibility for his child.
He had a lot on his plate.
Yeah, it's mixed emotions, but thank you so much, Aisha.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Logan's 7th birthday party.
We're distracted. And why wouldn't we be, guys?
We're very excited because we've got Logan in the studio. Logan, of course, his 7th birthday party is coming up. We've got his mum, Bev. Bev, thanks so much for bringing Logan in.
You're welcome. No worries.
Now, yesterday you got the phone call from us saying that we've secured. Margaret Corderina have put their hand up and said, we want to have and host Logan's birthday party. Logan, did you know you're having your 7th birthday party at one of the biggest arenas in Australia?
Is it your 7th or your 20th? How old are you? 21? 21.
Six.
No.
I'm 6.
You're too smart to be 6.
Fev said he thought you were turning 80. I said that's far too old.
I'm 6.
Yeah,
you're 6.
I'm
6.
And I'm my second birthday and I'm in the 7.
Yes. And then you're going to turn 7. And did you know you are going to have so many friends coming? Did you know, Logan, from the minute we said we wanted to have your birthday party at Margaret Court Arena, did you know our phones are melting down? Because all these kids around Melbourne are saying, can I come and play with Logan? How cool's that?
Pretty cool.
You are so popular.
Hey, Logan.
It's crazy.
Hey, Logan, what's your favourite TV show?
You know, Star Wars.
Star Wars? And what's your favourite bug?
Spider.
And what do you want to be?
No, not spider, the tarantula.
A tarantula.
Oh, a tarantula. Oh, gotta be specific.
Just go the big one. What do you want to be when you're older?
Intelligence.
Whoa, you want to look at dinosaurs and bones. What about being a footy player? Footy players are awesome. The Bombers.
Is that the Bombers?
And who's your favourite Bombers player? Is his name Dyson?
Heppel.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, he's excited. Bev, the countdown's on. How's things around the house at the moment? Lots of friends and relatives going, can we come along to Logan's party?
Some I didn't even know I had, to be honest.
Well, that happens when you make it big. People just want to hang out with you.
Yeah, look, the response has been just crazy. We've had, as I said, we've had mums and people calling us and sending Logan well wishes and just all sorts of things have been happening in the last few days. It's been crazy. You feel a little bit overwhelmed.
I bet you do.
But, we were super excited. Logan's been talking about it for days and now that we're actually here and this is happening, he's...
he looks pretty happy with himself, doesn't he?
What a boss.
Don't even talk about this.
Don't even talk about it. You know what I'm going to talk about? You know what we're going to have at your birthday party? What? Ice cream cake. Do you like ice cream cake?
He's just fainted. You know, he has just lost his mind.
Logan, we were telling your mum this yesterday, Bev. So many people have gotten involved. Do you like fancy dress? Do you like to dress up? Because we've got Court Jester fancy dresser providing heaps.
Star Wars.
I'm sure they can find you a Star Wars costume.
I want Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
That's my favourite character.
Do you like Whiz Fizz? Because Whiz Fizz are giving everyone lolly bags. Yes, that's awesome, isn't it? And more people have been wanting to contribute. Up next, we're going to hear from some more people who want to donate their time and their services to this party because it's going to be the biggest 7th birthday party anyone in Melbourne's ever seen, Logan, and it's all for you.
It's going to be massive, mate.
We're filling an arena with friends for you. It's going to be the best.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron took a call from Bev from Melton.
I have a 6-year-old son. His name's Logan. He has spina bifida. Had birthday parties where we've invited classes and kinders and no one's come along.
For his next birthday, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron are putting on a party for him.
Let's put on a party for kids that do get left out.
Logan's 7th birthday party.
We're so excited about this. We just had Logan in the studio, who is just adorable beyond words. He's so cute. And Bev, his mum, brought him in here. And it was such a sad thing when we heard the other day that no one turned up at Logan's 6th birthday party last year and he's only got one friend at school. So we thought, nah, we're putting it on for you. And Fev, honestly, that little boy couldn't look more chuffed. That was so beautiful.
He said, do you want to come on the radio? No. Didn't want to get on the chair. Mate, you got to get out of the studio. No, I want to do this. Got comfortable real quick.
He wanted to make the whole show.
It reminded me last year of a young Brendan Favola. Do you know what I mean? Like once he was in,
they never leave.
He's gorgeous. And you know, little Logan, he's not... This is the thing, and we've been talking about this all week. It's about inclusiveness, and sometimes kids are a bit different. And we know, Bev told us that Logan does have spina bifida, and kids don't often understand this. And 131060, I'll say it again. If there are any parents listening, and their children have a similar experience to Logan, where they get excluded or they're a bit different, and maybe don't have a lot of friends, please call in because we want your kids to come too. This big party is for Logan, but it's all about other kids feeling included and not left out. We've been overwhelmed by the number of people and businesses who have wanted to contribute. I mean, Margaret Court Arena to say have the arena for a party for the day is extraordinary.
Huge. Massive thanks to those guys.
Now we've been contacted by Ben Grange. Ben's from Play City Jumping Castles. Are you there, Ben?
Yeah, hi guys. How you all going?
Good, mate. We're great, Ben. Now you've been in contact with us because you want to get involved in Logan's party.
Yeah, certainly do. We heard the story on Monday morning and just thought to ourselves it was a fantastic opportunity to come and help out and bring the birthday to a fantastic event. And we'd love to come and drop off some jumping castles and mobile laser tag for the kids to play on for the day.
Mate, I love your idea, but with the jumping castle, how heavy do you have? I'm about 130. Is that okay? Or
That's all right, Fev. I'm 6'3 and I'm 140 and I get on there and play with my kids. So
yes.
Not an issue at all, mate.
That was my real issue.
It is actually an issue because at Trixie's 3rd birthday party that Fev organised, do you remember when you nearly sank that Elsa?
Right.
Bouncing castle.
I did. We don't need to bring that up.
Well, it wasn't from Play City jumping castles, exactly. Who have very sturdy ones.
Ben, that's lovely. Thank you.
Not a worries at all. We're so happy to help.
And laser tag. The kids will love that. Oh, like,
I don't suppose Ben Grange from Grange Wines?
Yeah, I suppose.
Is there any of those coming
Unfortunately,
through?
Unfortunately, it's a kids' party, Dave. But thank you, Ben.
Daddy needs a Shiraz, mate.
Now, Julie Lang. Julie, you're from Bricks for Kids. Now, you've contacted us wanting to get involved in Logan's party. Julie, thank you.
Absolutely, our pleasure.
Now, Julie, talk us through Bricks for Kids. What this sounds exciting. So kids love bricks.
Kids love Lego.
They love Lego.
We love Lego, and so we have lots of builds for the kids. They'll be able to build their favourite characters, anything from Star Wars to Ninja Turtles. We'll have some robotics there. We'll have some motorised builds as well, remote control cars. Whatever they want. Oh, we've got mountains of Lego, and you'll have lots of kids for it.
Amazing. Oh, Bricks for Kids. Yes.
Bricks for Kids.
All
amazing.
At Margaret
Lego.
Court Arena. I love this, Julie. Thank you, Ben.
Pleasure.
This
Logan
is wonderful.
Logan loves Star Wars too, so that's where Logan will spend a lot of his time, I reckon.
Yeah,
I reckon
absolutely.
He will too.
Good stuff.
And I've got one of my mates on the line, guys. Benny Luckman from Luckman's Catering gave us a call about Tuesday and said he'd love to cater. And I don't think he realised where the event was. And I told him yesterday that it was at Margaret Court Arena, and he was like, bit of a silent pause. And we've got Benny Luckman on the phone. You there, Benny?
Hello, Steve. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Your generosity to ring up and offer to cater is just amazing, mate. And I think you've got a bit of a story as well.
Yeah, I had a young brother, Adam, who had Down syndrome. And my father, Desi, and my mum, Margaret, used to throw the biggest parties for him. And he used to have zig and zag and pony rides and horse and carts. So the Luckman family have been around parties all their life. And Adam was very lucky to have a lot of people around him and a lot of love. And when I heard this story, it broke my heart. So I told my family, and we just want to go out there and do the most beautiful food for him and throw him the biggest party he's ever had in his life.
Mate, that's amazing, Benny. And if there's ever an event in Melbourne and they know the Luckman's Catering is on, you don't eat breakfast, you get there because it is literally the best food. And I reckon I'm the only person at any of Lucky Benny's catering that takes a doggy bag home.
Well, that's correct. That's correct, Sev. And the waitresses said you've got the record before the buffet was served the other week at Yarrambat Junior Footy Club. You had 15 ginger prawn dumplings before you had the main meal.
I did.
Ben.
Oh, my God. So
you wonder why you're carrying a few kilos tonight.
He almost pushed you into receivership, and yet you're still doing this. That is amazing.
It's generous and also mad, but wow, Luckman Catering. Oh, that's amazing, Ben. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Benny.
All right. Well, I hope the day goes well, and we can't wait to do it.
Oh, that's
you're
so
a legend,
generous.
Mate.
Isn't it? I just love when people step up,
His
and this
food.
Is so beautiful.
Oh, it's duck's nuts.
Unbelievable.
So good.
Obviously, they don't serve those up, guys. There's other things on offer.
Continue to reach out to us through our Facebook page. A lot of messages. We've got a lot of people working on this party behind the scenes. We've had to hire extra people. It's getting crazy. But Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Lines are open right now, 13 10 60.
It's a Friday. Oh, hello.
Hello, beautiful. What's happening on R&B Friday?
You snuck up on me.
Hello, Possum.
Oh, it's so good.
Snuck up on me there.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No,
have you got an amazing story?
I love this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's amazing, but I'll give it a crack.
Oh, I love it.
So I called Schnooksy after footy training last night on the way home, and I told
partner,
her.
Partner, Alex, yep.
Yeah, I told her to go in and get some. Which, why she's picking Mia up, because she hates dinner.
Can I guess? Ginger soy dumplings.
No. I just said, get some veggies and get some chicken from the butcher and make up some mashed veggies and chicken. She, like, despises dinner.
Yeah, why are you asking to cook? That's on her gig.
Well, I'm not here.
Oh, okay.
Because I have footy. We have Thursday night. We have dinner over at the Melton RSL, Melton Sports Club.
Yeah, but if you discontinued your Eat Now account.
No, well, I just said veggies. The kids need veggies. Let me finish your story. And so I said, oh, did you go get the food? She goes, yes. I said, did you cook it? And I said, she said, no, the kids, we've got salad and a pizza. I said, what, a frozen pizza? She goes, yeah, frozen pizza. And I said, oh, so did you cut up veggies? She goes, nah, Lulu got some salad and she cut it up. The kids made it. And she goes, I've got to be honest. I pulled up to the out front of the grocery, the fruit and veg shop, and I sent the kids in with my card to get their own because I hate getting dinner.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean you sent the kids in? She said, I sent them in and I did emails in the car while I watched them in the shop. So that the kids brought themselves a couple of other different things. They brought themselves one of these spinner things, a thing for your back of your iPhone.
They just fruit and veg shop.
Yeah, tap and go, tap and go.
Look, and entertaining yarn.
Yeah.
Oh, so then.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's amazing that Alex despises dinner that much. She made the kids go in and get it, buy it off her own card, and then cook it.
That's not amazing.
I think you may have confused Is It Amazing with Stories of the Fevolution.
That's just a great story.
Bloody Friday.
And I don't even know that Alex would appreciate you saying that story.
Although I do love Alex, but she's basically made a sweatshop.
If you've got an amazing story, call us now. We need one. 13 10 60.
I'll get an air check in a sec. You butchered that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Quickly, Fifi, before we go into Is It Amazing, I looked up the dictionary definition of amazing.
Oh, great.
The dictionary.
Well researched.
The dictionary definition of amazing: to overwhelm with surprise or sudden wonder, to astonish greatly. So that's what we're looking for.
Did Fev just do that to us?
Do you want me to do it again?
No.
No.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
That explains why amazing was in those reviews of mine. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, wow.
Julie in Melton. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Julie. Have you been down to watch any footy games at South Melton, the Panthers?
Melton's
out. Oh, no, I haven't.
It's because she's from Melton.
Yeah, I know. Different suburb. Julie, we're ready for this. It's Friday. We love an amazing story to finish the show. What have you got for us?
Okay, so my pet cat, his name's Elvis. I had him for 3 years, and when I moved house, I took Elvis with me, and after 3 weeks, he ran away. He went missing for 4 years, and I thought he'd passed away. Something happened to him. So in the meantime, I got a new pet cat. And, yeah, then the phone rang one day and it was a lost dog's home and they said that they had found Elvis alive and well. And I just couldn't believe it. But then the most amazing part is I didn't know what happened to him for 4 years. One of my customers at work, which is half an hour away, came in and he was a ranger and he said, I know what happened to your cat.
What was it? Was he working in Vegas?
He went to Graceland?
I had a picture up on the wall of my cat.
We made
the Herald Sun. They'd done a story on him. After 4 years, they'd done a story, Elvis is alive and purring.
So what did the ranger say? What happened to him?
The ranger came into the story, and I don't know if we needed it.
The ranger said an old lady had picked him up and took him in for 4 years.
That's
and
nice.
Then,
do you know what's amazing? Then, the cat was found at a dog's home.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
That is an amazing story, Julie. You wouldn't expect to see your cat after 4 years.
No, not after 4 years, and then find out what happened to him.
How can I remember that story in the Herald Sun?
No, you do.
Yeah,
not.
It was a big story. Elvis is alive and purring.
Elvis is alive and purring. I wouldn't miss a headline like that.
Oh, yeah, classic page three.
Good stuff. Just the cat. In some ways, this is about retelling a story at a party, though. Like, my cat went missing for 4 years. Wouldn't believe it. It's turned up at my doorstep. That's amazing. Did it
Are
need...
Are you critiquing Julie's delivery?
Just don't know if it needed
Well, you pressed the button saying it was amazing.
Well.
No, Julie, we loved it. Apologies about our friend Greg. Natalie in Ringwood.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Nat, what's your amazing story?
I was up some lights in Boronia. And I was painting my nails quickly, just a couple, and the lights went green, and it just took me a second to close the bottle to put it down, and a car slammed on their brakes and stopped in the middle of the intersection, and I pretty much would have been there for sure if it wasn't for me painting my nails.
So is the story here, don't pay attention when you're driving to save yourself?
If you weren't illegally painting your nails and being distracted, you might not be here, Natalie.
Exactly.
It sounds a little bit similar to Byron's story yesterday when he said there was gunshots down in South Bank at 4 o'clock. I left at 5, nearly got shot.
Yeah, I'm a hero.
I don't remember that story.
I was almost shot.
Did you tell that on me?
Yesterday. Which would be amazing. No,
it's not. That's a crap story, man.
No, I like that, Nat. That's
how do we feel
amazing.
About Nat?
Nah.
Well, what am I going to give it?
Nah.
Well, there's conjecture in the studio. Natalie's alive. I think that's amazing.
My grocery store story was better than that.
That's so close to amazing. Just needs a little twist at the end.
That's my favourite one. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah,
go to Panthers.
Happy weekend. Go Melton South. I did it.
Melton South as well. And while I think of it, guys, happy birthday to Inika Thornton. Jeez, there's only a couple of minutes left.
On the bottle?
It's her birthday today.
Oh, yeah,
she's about to get stuck into some champions, so I might as well say it while she's sober.
Happy birthday,
Mama Thornton.
We got this show from Amsterdam drunk once. So remember that?
Oh, she wasn't just drunk, but yeah. So happy birthday, sweetheart. Happy, what are you now? You shouldn't mention a woman's age, but 68?
Yeah, good.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Yeah, whatever.
You're a good son.
Present's coming.
You can't call in to win prizes during Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-ups. But now this one's over, you can head to theweeklyreview.com.au and enter to win their golden ticket, valued at over $10,000.